to deliver a better life for the people all across this nation that have been ignored, neglected, and abandoned. These are the forgotten men and women of our country, and they are forgotten, but they're not going to be forgotten long. These are people who work hard, but no longer have a voice. I am your voice.
Patriots. I'm done. Typical. I'm working on too many moving parts here. Hey there, Patriots. I love our wonderful president. I was sitting there listening to him. I'm like, didn't he just say that? He said it again. Check it out. One more quick time.
It's going to be forgotten law.
Patriots. Typical.
These are people who work hard, but no longer have a voice. I am your voice.
Dear Patriots, hey, I'm Melissa Red Pill of the World. I have literally, you guys, we're on Rumble Live, we're on BitChute, we're on Brighteon, and we're on Facebook, and I think we're even on X. That's a lot. We're trying to get the truth out every which way that we can, and we're maybe gonna go with like what President Trump had, like a billion viewers, right? Wouldn't that be great?
We're on Brighteon, and we're on.
Oh my
Facebook,
goodness! Here it goes. Look at that.
X.
There's that Brighteon. I think that's not the Brighteon.
Every which way that we can.
Listen to that. Sorry, you guys.
President Trump had like a billion viewers, right? Wouldn't that be great?
We're on Brighteon. Oh
and
y'all.
We're on
oh my. That's ridiculous. Okay, hopefully. See, that's a...
Here's that Brighteon. I think that's not the Brighteon. Listen to that.
Okay, bear with me.
Wouldn't that be great? Ridiculous.
Okay, hopefully... See. Okay, never mind on the BitChute. I think I've got some kinks to work out on the BitChute one. Anyway, that's so funny. I need an assistant. Who wants to come and live at Melly's house and come help with some of this stuff? Any takers? I need some people in the live chat to come help Melly. It's a crazy deal to get this going. All right, so let's go have fun. Let's talk about our wonderful president and being Trump on X. It just finally happened. We've been wishing for this day when we would see President Trump back on X, and he's back. And the regular normies, whatever, are flipping out. Did you guys hear they're doing a boycott of Twitter today? Twitter X today. They're not gonna. They're mad because they did not want President Trump to go back on. So anyway, do everybody see everything? Everything's looking good. Everything's A-okay. Give me a thumbs up in the chat if it's good. And then I'm gonna play this for you so you see what President Trump said about. He's so brave. He's so courageous. He loves us. He loves his country. There's just nobody like him. Check it out.
If I had to do it over again, you probably think I'm crazy for doing it, actually. But if I had to do it over again, I would have done it over again, because this is so much more important than me or my life. This is, we're going to save this country. This country is going down.
Do you hear what he's saying, you guys? Do you guys hear what he's saying? Thanks for the thumbs up, Songbird. Do y'all hear what he's saying? He's saying he would do it again as far as taking a bullet. I mean, going out there, and he's going back to Butler. I mean, surely they're not going into that kill box again. Surely it's not going to be in that same venue, which is outrageous. Surely not. But that he's got the heart of a patriot, that he's willing to do whatever it takes to save our country. And he's talking about saving you and me. He knows, I mean, who could do this? Did you see that, Kelly, what's her last name? She just posted that he has spent $60 million on fighting all this lawfare, you guys. $60 million. And that's, you know, or a billionaire, maybe that's even not even that big of money. I don't even know. Can't even count that high, right? But the point is, who could do it besides President Trump? Even let's just say you said, I'm going to run for president and I have the heart of a patriot. The problem is they can destroy most anybody because of the money. They can just drown you in debt, but not President Trump and not Elon. And that's what's so amazing. You have these two very wealthy people who've just thrown caution to the wind and are willing to do whatever it takes to save our country. One shouting out the truth just on the daily, and the other one making a platform for us to get it out there. We can't lose. We cannot lose. So now that I think I've got everything working, I don't know what's working and what's not working. It doesn't matter. We're here if you're new here. Yes, it's, yeah, this is just me with my laptop. And we have been together for 7 years on the Freedom Force Battalion. And we just always get together and we look at how this is biblical. And I thank you guys for always sticking it out with me until we get this figured out, because I'm not a professional. I'm just a lady with a laptop. I've always said that. But the Lord has brought us together so that we can look at how this is biblical. And so this is the place I've put all my videos that I've done since 2017. I was supporting other channels, and then actually 2018, I think, is when we started posting videos. You know, I'm just like, I've got to put on there how this is biblical, because no one else is really connecting the dots, and the Lord has helped us to understand this is Armageddon. This is the Great Awakening. This is the day we're going to cast out these criminals. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And they are screeching. The demons are so mad because we will not stop. And it's every time you hear President Trump, you are bolstered to say, I will not stop either. I'm going to stay in here, even though I may not have $60 million to spend. I will do whatever I can with whatever I've been given. Your talents, your time, your money, whatever you have that you are, you're in here in it to win it. All right, so this was one of the posts I wanted you to hear from President Trump. So anyway, check it out, my website, freedomforce.live. If you want to check it out right here, all of our social media is right here. The video channels are right here, okay? And actually now we're actually on Facebook, and we're on, surprisingly, I thought I was maybe banned, but looks like I'm not. I don't know what's going on with Facebook. It looks like it's confused. Anyway, so I'm thankful that I'm able to do live streams, because I was banned before, but now for some reason I'm able to do live streams over there, so which is terrific. So anyway, all the links are right over here. All right, and for those of you who are new, these are the books that I've written on end times. I've been teaching children God's Word for many, many years, and the Lord used that to help me to prepare for this day when I would be able to piece this together. I'm not really taught by the seminaries, because we know when people go to the colleges and they go to the seminaries, they get sucked into this matrix. It's just another level, another layer of the brainwashing, and I really haven't been in, for many years, I haven't really been in the mainstream church, and so I think that helped me too. And anyway, I've had some red pilling for years, even way back to when my children were born. I knew certain things, and I was not following into the trap of the mainstream teaching about your children and their medical health, but anyway, I didn't understand what was going on as far as the deep state. And you'll see, I'm hoping that I have the clip for you today, that President Trump said we're going to destroy the deep state. He's calling out the deep state. people who are normies might be like, who is he talking about? The deep state. Years ago, we didn't know who it was either. We didn't maybe necessarily know. Uh-oh. Looks like Facebook is, I don't know. It looks like it's locked up. Anyway, y'all just pray that I'll be able to stay on there. I'd like to be able to get some more truth over there. Sure would like to. And if it works, if it ends up working, I want you guys to go to all these places and like and share them, okay? Because people need to see alternative news. We know that you cannot trust what's coming out of the mouth of the mainstream news. They are, as President Trump has clearly said, the enemy of the people. And I'm including Fox News in that. You know, it may be, you know, maybe they come out with, you know, they have some good shows and say some good things, but there are certain things they cannot say, they will not say, or they will have what happened to Tucker will happen to them. You know, and I was talking to a dear friend of mine. I said, you know, will they say, will they call out the deep state? Will they call out the C blank A? No, they're not doing that. You know, will they call out the Rothschilds? Will they call out the real criminals in this thing? Will they call out the trafficking and that Joe Biden is the number one trafficker of all time, in all humanity? This is the kind of thing that they're not going to say on the mainstream media. Will they call out that this is how the C blank A is run? Will they call out what's going on in the Middle East is all about the money and power and run by the cabal? They're not going to do that. That's why they're the enemy of the people. They may say a lot of great things, but they're not telling you the real skinny. All right, so I didn't mean to talk about all that, but anyway, here we go. This is our wonderful president is so, so brave and courageous. And then, of course, Elon was talking about how it was like a billion views. Look at this. Let me see if I can find that post. President Trump put this out there. Actually, okay, that's when he first went back on X. There was a post. He said there was a billion views, 998 million, whatever. It's a billion views. And he says it will even blow up more tomorrow. So far, the Elon Trump chat has been 16.4 million who listened, 84 million views on the post, 319,000 comments, 374,000 likes, 46,000 bookmarks. The level of reach is insane, and this is without factoring in separate posts and clips of the space. So what I'm telling, I said the same thing. That doesn't take into consideration all the people who shared it, live streamed it on their channel, and also people who posted clips of it on other social media, because it was all over. Telegram is all over, Truth Social, all over all these places, and just clips of it. And that's, you know, some of the stuff I'm going to show you today. So this has had a gigantic reach. That's something from Kamala. She's like, oh, she had like five people, 500 people on her channel. Yeah, they're screeching. They're so upset because they realize that this is what's happening and they can't stop it. All right, so everything going good? Uh-oh. Okay, what happened? Okay, y'all, is everything good? Everything good? I want to make sure you guys can see this. Okay, looks like it's good. Okay, I want to tell you something else. My dear, sweet, wonderful husband went up on the roof today, and he put the Starlink, because we hadn't really installed it, because I wanted to see if it was going to work. So he installed it on the roof. Thank goodness he got back and down from there, and he was safe. So I want you guys to post in the chat. Is this giving? Are you getting a good live stream on this? Is it buffering? Is it what's happening? So it looked like it was good, giving me good service. And the reason I'd really, really like to, if we can do Starlink, is because then I'm not relying on AT&T. You know, I like the fact that I'm doing Q streaming, because I don't like to rely on Xfinity or any of the cabal, like cable is cabal, TV, Dish or Direct or any of those. I want to watch One American News, and this is basically the only place you can go and watch it is on Q Streaming. If you haven't seen that, go to my channel, and they're really cheap, super cheap. If you go here to on my links, freedomforce.live, go to the links, and you see where it says Q Streaming Patriot TV. You go right there, and you can check it out. You can see the list of all the channels. It's the website is freedomforce.myqstreaming.com. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I am trying to stay away from all this cabal stuff, right? We're trying to stay away from all of what they're trying to do. So I'm really thankful that we have Elon over here on X. It's amazing that he purchased X with all of his billions. He has purchased X. I'm sure he's taken a loss because, you know, they're trying to shut him down from being able to get ad revenue, but he's willing to do it, just like President Trump. Amazing, amazing. So I'm so thankful that we have that ability to share all this information. So let's all just share all this information everywhere we possibly can. All right. Okay, there was something else I was wanting to tell you, but I got off the track. It's so easy for me to do. All right, so this one was where President Trump first went back on X. And before I forget, I've got to tell you that we were told on the board the specific post that says, it says exactly this, that Trump will be back on Twitter. Look to Twitter, exactly this, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. Okay, so he hasn't said that yet. He hasn't said exactly that. I'm expecting the post to be exactly that on Twitter, or now X, okay? And so it will be on at Real Donald Trump, and it will at some point say, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. So I don't expect that to happen, you know, on his first day back or even his first month back. I'm betting it's going to be, as I talked about on my last video, I'm betting it's going to be after the election. And if they're on the 6th of January, where they're saying we don't, or 5th, whatever it turns out to be, where they say we're not going to certify this election. If that's what they end up doing, they're going to say we're not going to certify the election, and they're going to say, oh, we have to bring out, you know, the Marines. What if, or, you know, the put in martial law to stop the civil war, because we would, you know, they know we would be so upset if they said they weren't going to certify a duly elected president. What if that's the boomerang we've been waiting on? So many things are boomerang, but what if that is the boomerang where they think they're calling out the military to stop us, but it's really the mass arrests on them? Because that sounds very much like a precipice to me. When they have the gall to say, and Raskin was saying this, he actually said, I shared this clip over on my social media the other day. He said, we can't let him be back in office if we have to do what we have to do. Congress has to stop it and potentially call out the National Guard to quell any angst from the people. So just hang on tight. And at that point, what if President Trump said, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us? Okay? So now he's back. You know, we remember when we knew this post was out there since like 2018, and you have President Trump, he's been kicked off of Twitter. How is he ever going to get back onto Twitter? We didn't know. And then you see Elon Musk. You see all this playing out where Elon Musk purchases it, of course, changes the name. But then all that time, President Trump has been on Truth Social. He hasn't been posting on X. Even when Elon put him back on, he still didn't post until now. So I'm buckled in for the duration. Until this is done, I'm just going to keep plowing through, just like you are. And so I just think through all that and put in the comment section, put in the chat what your thoughts are, if you think that that's, you know, possibility. I think we're looking for a big boomerang, that they're going to try something crazy like that to not certify an election, and then, you know, say we're going to call out the National Guard, say they're going to, you know, stop all this, the violence in the streets and then whatever, and then it actually boomerangs on them. That's very precipice-y to me. What do you think, guys? Precipice-y? What a name that is. All right, so here's where he first started posting back yesterday. And if you can find a way, where there's a will, there's a way. I got back on I didn't get my original account back, but I got back on. So find a way to get back on if you can. And so don't forget to follow at Real Donald Trump and at Melissa Red Pill. All right. So here's where President Trump, I think this was his, let's see, what did he say? His first post was, okay, that he had done one August 24th, 2023 with his mugshot. And here it's almost a year. Can you believe it's almost a year, you guys? Almost a year. So then he just posted this yesterday. So check it out.
Breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
We have a president who actually fulfilled the promises he made during the campaign.
Securing the border to foreign policy.
He now has a record as president that's pretty damn impressive.
Breaking news out of Palm
Beach, Florida. The FBI has executed an unprecedented search warrant at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The former president has both sides of the political aisle up in arms.
He is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump.
It's been 7 years. They hated him. They targeted him. They hunted him.
This is the epitome of the abuse of the prosecutorial power to preempt political decisions.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom.
I have committed is to fearlessly.
They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. America will always rise to every challenge and overcome every danger.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged. These types of things, I think, give him strength.
When I'm reelected, I will totally obliterate the deep state. As long as we have pride in our beliefs.
Did you guys hear that? When I'm elected, I will obliterate the deep state. Did you catch that? This is the video, the first post that he back had back on. I'm sure it's gotten so many views. We'll look at that in just a second. Uh-oh, well, I hit the escape button. It's okay.
Courage in our convictions and faith in our God, then we will not fail.
Never doubt it. Do not ever doubt it. Never doubt it. And he's talking more about faith in God. I'm going to show you a clip about that too. I'm also going to show you the sealed indictments. I'm also going to show you the seized assets. So just hang on. I'm going to show you all of that. Plus, we're going to look at this wonderful truth in God's word in Isaiah 11. You're going to love it. 45 million people, you guys, have seen this one post right here where he talks about all that he's been through and that we will not fail and that he will obliterate the deep state. 45 million people. And so, yeah, a lot of people are sharing this truth. I'm telling you, this is the Great Awakening, my friends. This is the Battle of Armageddon. It's not a tactile war in the Middle East. This is a digital war, and you are one of God's chosen warriors. How about that? How you like that? Isn't that exciting? All right, so now let's see what else he said. Oh, this is the thing that's happening today at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. They are mad, big mad, and they want to F Elon Musk and F Trump. That's what they say they want to do. So they're doing, we're going to go away mad. We're going to have a blackout of Twitter. So let me just tell you something. All this time, we've been censored and banned, and all this has happened to us. And did we go away and say, forget X and forget Twitter. We don't want to be on Twitter. Forget it. No. We're like, I want to get back on Twitter because I want to share the truth. We always try to find a way. They, you know, if they want to ban themselves, go ahead. Go on. I don't, but that will not bother me none. You know, I do want them over there, though. We need, the whole point of freedom of speech is that we have a marketplace of ideas where we can all come together and we can all discuss things back and forth, right? Isn't that the whole point? And, you know, if you don't want to listen to someone, don't go to their channel. But, you know, if you want to black out Twitter, that's fine. But we're going to stay on here and have the truth. And the question is, just like with us, we were forced out. And we had to go find a place where, like we found on Telegram, we found Rumble, we found places to go and share the truth. But, you know, we're not forcing them out. And they talk about that, too, in the thing yesterday. All right, so I'm going to show you that. So, yeah, if you do post on Twitter, make sure you like, share, and subscribe on mine, Melissa Redpill, and put the hashtag Trump on X. Hashtag Trump has been trending, but he's also saying he wants us to put Trump on X. Okay, so let's do that. And yeah, let's just keep pushing all this out there. So here was the post that, as of last night when it finished, it said 2.1 million tuned in. And of course now he said a billion have seen it. It's amazing, amazing. Or parts thereof. It was 3 hours long. I wanted you guys to know this in case you didn't do it. Good to see it. Okay, so I had a meeting I had to go to last night. I'm like, I don't want to go to this meeting. I want to see Elon and Trump, but I had to go. And so I had to go to this meeting, and so I missed some of it. But it turned out that the first hour, they were having a DDoS attack. So, let me just tell you something. X is highly sophisticated software. It is not going to be just your average bear in the basement of someone's house, their mother's house, who is able to do a DDoS attack. Have you thought about this? Who did this? Who has the ability? Who has the technology to be able to do this? Who has the manpower, the technology power, the computer power? Big tech and working with the government. You know that's who it was. Had y'all thought about that? That's who it was. This was an inside job. This is an operation by the C-blank-A. They did not want this. They wanted, you know, Elon to censor President Trump. They never wanted them to have President Trump back on X to begin with. All this time, they've been censoring us and censoring us and censoring us. And now they didn't want this to happen. And now they're, you know, big mad, and they tried to stop it. And the amazing thing is, because, you know, and they'd already done several hours of testing all of yesterday to prepare for this very thing. And here it was. The first hour, they had stopped it. But then the amazing tech guys over that work with Elon over at X were able to untangle it and get it going. Amazing. And, you know, just like with President Trump, he's like, we're not going to stop. We're just going to keep, you know, whatever we have to do to win this battle. And it's like, you know, like a regular tactile war. You just, if you need to take this hill, you're going to just keep plowing through until you take that hill, whether it's, I mean, this is technically one of those hills. Yeah, they are desperate, Coast Rider. They are desperate, and I love it. So enjoy the show. Enjoy their desperation. It's really, really fun, and enjoy all the people who are big mad. You know, and most of them, bless their hearts, are just brainwashed. You know, they don't realize that they've been misled. I'm, you know, feel sorry for them. And I hear when President Trump, I'm going to show you something here in a second. President Trump feels sorry for some of these people who are so brainwashed. But anyway, I'll show you that in a second. All right, so here is the very first thing that happened on the live interview of a nice neighborly talk between President Trump and Elon Musk, which is really nice. He mentioned this. I don't know if it's on this clip. But then, you know, when you're having a, when it's always this adversarial relationship, you can't just sit and have a nice conversation because you're just under attack. So it's nice to just have a conversation. So that's what he talked about here. But also he's saying here how inspiring it was what President Trump did when he took a bullet and then came up and said, fight, fight, fight. That is just beyond inspiring. Check it out.
attempt, which was an incredible thing. And I have to say that, you know, your actions after that that assassination attempt were inspiring. You know, you, instead of shying away from things, instead of ducking down, you were pumping your fist in the air and saying, fight, fight, fight. And I think that's, I mean, you know, the president of the United States represents America. And I think that is, that is America. That is strength under fire. And so that's, you know.
Who would do that? Not King Charles. Who would do that? Who's got that kind of stamina? Nobody. Just Trump? Biden? No. Kamala? No. There's nobody like Trump. Just, he's just, he is the chosen one for this day. No doubt about it.
A big, you know, part of the reason why I was excited to endorse you as the President of the United States for having another term here is that was just incredibly inspiring. But I mean, what was it like for you?
Not pleasant. I didn't know I had that much blood. The doctors later told me that the ear is a place that is a very bloody place if you're going to get hit. But in this case, it was probably the best alternative you could even think about because it went at the right angle. And, you know, it was a hard hit. It was very, I guess you would say surreal, but it wasn't surreal. You know, I was telling somebody, you have instances like this or like a lot less than this where you feel it's a surreal situation. And I never felt that way. I knew immediately that it was a bullet. I knew immediately that it was at the ear.
Yeah.
And because it, you know, it hit very hard, but hit the ear. And I also heard people shout, bullets, bullets, you know, get down, because I, you know, I moved down pretty nicely, pretty quickly. And we had bullets flying right over my head after I went down. So I'm glad I went down. The bigger miracle was that I was looking in the exact direction of the shooter. And so it hit me at an angle that was far less destructive than any other angle. So that was the miracle. That was,
yeah.
For those people that don't believe in God, I think we got to all start thinking about that. Yeah.
I want you to hear that. First of all, he's saying it's a miracle. He said that multiple times. Again, we talk about biblical. This, why would it be a miracle? Because this is something different. This is something different. This is not your typical political election. This is not that. This is biblical. This is the end times for them. This is what I always talk about. This is the end of their rule over us. That's what this whole point of this book is. End times and 1,000 years of peace is about the end for them. So he's saying that. He's basically saying, I'm the chosen one to lead us, lead the people and save America. Isn't that what he's saying? That's what he's saying. And that's what this book is, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's the end times for their criminal cabal rule over us. And then he says, what was the next thing he said? Hang on. I want to make sure to go over everything.
Yeah. For those people that don't believe it.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, but one more thing.
So it hit me at an angle that was.
He said he was looking at the shooter. Check it out.
Far less destructive than any other angle. So that was the miracle. That was,
yeah.
For those people that don't believe in God, I think we got to all start thinking about that.
Okay, he said, I was looking in the direction of the shooter. It's just very, very interesting. Very interesting. And the words that he was saying, it was like, there are some really bad people here. Really bad people here. Remember that? That's what he was saying when, just before the shots were fired. It's just so much of this is just so compelling. But this, the Lord is all over this. The Lord has all of this. It's a miracle. The whole thing, it's not the Red Sea, but it's like the Red Sea. It's something that it's enabling us to cross over into this new beautiful day that we're going to have, the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth, because we're not going to continue to be under their boot and they have not been able to stop him with lawfare. They have not been able to stop us. They have not been able to stop with their attempts to kill him. Clearly, this was an inside job. They've not been able to, do any of the things they've tried to do. All right. Then he also says, for those of you who don't believe in God, it's time to start to think about that. I think that's a great way for him to say it. He's not trying to force anyone into belief. We can't do, when someone's forced to do something, then they rebel. They're like, it's too hard sell. he's just saying, think about that. Really think about that. And it's so similar to, come let us reason together. Let's think about that. Let's talk about it. Look at this. This is real. This is a miracle. There's just no other explanation. Think about that. So I thought that was super cool. Check it out. That just got a little bit more of this clip.
That you have to, I'm a believer. Now I'm more of a believer, I think. And a lot of people have said that to me. A lot of great people have said that to me, actually. But it was amazing that I happened to be turned just at that perfect angle. And all because I put down a chart on immigration that showed that the numbers were so great. I love that chart even more now.
Maybe it's a sign. That's a sign.
It's an immigration sign.
You highlighted a serious issue at that moment.
Yeah. So, President Trump said he was going to sleep with that sign. Okay, so here's that one little clip. So you might want to grab this. I just put this on the social media. You might want to grab this clip that I just put over on. It's on my Telegram, my Twitter, all these ones. Grab it and share it with people because I think that'll help them to see a different side of him than maybe what they've been shown by the mainstream media.
Looking in the exact direction of the shooter, and so it hit me at an angle that was far less destructive than any other angle. So that was the miracle. That was for those people that don't believe in God. I think we got to all start thinking about that. You have to, I'm a believer now. I'm more of a believer, I think. And a lot of people have said that to me. A lot of great people have said that to me, actually. But it was amazing that I happened to be turned just at that perfect angle, and all because I put down a chart on immigration that showed that the numbers were so great.
All right. Ooh, that's loud. Sorry about that. All right. So I want you to see that. All right. So this one, believing in God. Here's that. I think that's that same little clip on that.
Firing took place very soon. So what they think is that this guy ran to his site.
Okay. I want you to hear this. This is an interesting part. He's talking about the police officer and what happened with that. Check this out.
It's like you can ask for a better location. It's like
that would have been this phone. You know what people think is when the local policeman, who, by the way, he really, he did what he was supposed to do. He couldn't hold on any longer. And then when he got his head just peeking above, this guy standing there with a gun at his head. And when he fell down, again, hurt his ankle very badly, but he was making the calls. But what happened is the firing took place very soon. So what they think is that this guy ran to his site, which he had all planned out with the gun. He ran to the site and he started shooting fast. And maybe that's why he sort of missed. I mean, he got me, but it could have been a much bigger problem.
But he totally would have hit if you hadn't turned your head. So there was it was a very near thing.
It was
a
miracle. If I hadn't turned my head, I would not be talking to you right now, as much as I like you.
Exactly.
All right, so Chris Martinson, Martensson, on Twitter, X, has been working on videos about this, and he's saying, and I understand what President Trump is saying, he's not calling out the C-Blaine gay. He's not calling him out. But you and I can. He can't. It's so similar to with the jab. He could not bring, he says enough stuff and he's under so much literal fire as it is. So, but we can say certain things and say there's no physical way that this young man could have hurried and gotten into that position to fire off these shots because this gun has a rifle, has a scope in it that has to be very, very still. There's no way. There's just no way that he would have had that ability. So he's kind of leading us in that direction to go, he had to really hurry. Okay, he, you see how he does? He's pointing us in that direction, because it's in my strong opinion, this was not this young man, this crook's young man. Later on, he says something about it's a really sad situation. And yes, I know he's talking about Corey, who was killed, which is awful. But I think he's also talking about it's an awful situation when someone is used by the C blank A as their patsy and is killed. Like Lee Harvey Oswald, Dirk Sirhan, all these different ones who've been used by them. It's a very sad, sad situation when someone is brainwashed and potentially MK-Ultra'd. He can't say all that, but you and I can. And anyway, I would just encourage you to watch my videos that I just posted a few weeks ago. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Let me see these ones here. I talk about, where is it? Well, where is it? Okay, the second shooter, this one right here, the second shooter, and I've got inside job proof, shot heard around the world, all these. Specifically, I think this one is where we're going into, you know, what was the building, you know, the shooter and all that. Okay, so check that one out. I think you'd really, really like seeing that. I think he's kind of pointing us in that direction and expecting us to be able to go, there's no way he had time to do that. He's saying it's how quick it had to go. All right, so I want you to see that. All right, and then this one, one other quick one, he's talking about Elon saying, you know, it's just that should never in the world had, you know, had someone up on this roof, which is outrageous. And that, President Trump is not really saying this, but Elon is kind of saying, how in the world could the Secret Service, SS, right, have done this? How could they have done this? This was a perfect kill box. He doesn't use that word, but that's what he's saying. Check it out.
Very confident in taking that shot to stop the attempted assassination. There does seem to be, some pretty significant failings elsewhere in the system. Like, there's just no way that, like, how on earth does a shooter get on a roof 130 yards away? That seems crazy. I think most people are wondering how on earth could such a thing happen.
Well, you know, I view it as two ways. There should have been nobody on the roof. There were people, yeah, because there were so many tens of thousands of people there. There were people that were seeing him. And there was one woman with a red shirt and right, Trump all over it. And she's screaming, and that guy's got a gun. You know, you saw it probably.
There's a guy up there with a gun. I mean, it's like, for my part, and I think probably many members of the public are wondering, how the heck are, you know, basically people wondering by pointing out there's a guy on the roof with a gun.
Yeah.
They're seeing it, but somehow it's not being addressed. That just seems crazy.
Well, they're going to learn from this. The communication between the local police, who sort of had an idea, and then ultimately a man lifted himself up to the roof, could barely do it because, you know, he was pulling himself up, and he saw the man with the gun. The man with the gun pointed the gun at him. He thought he was probably going to get shot, but, you know, he was like pulling himself up, and because of that, he couldn't get to his gun, and he fell down, actually very badly hurt his leg, his ankle. I hear it very badly, but he fell down. And he did, you know, from what I understand, he did say there's a guy up there with a gun. And the shooting started very quickly after that. I think it forced the shooter to go maybe quicker. You know, he was supposed to be a very good shot.
Yeah.
My sons, Don and Eric, they can't believe what happened. But they said from 130 yards, a bad shot would hit that target almost every time. They said it's like in golf, sinking a 2-foot putt.
Yeah, it's not a tough shot.
It's not a long shot. The Secret Service person had the long shot. He had triple the distance, actually. So it was a.
It makes me wonder what if he. I know he's talking about the guy who took out Crooks, but it makes me wonder, did the real sharpshooter, did he have a longer shot? Doesn't that make you wonder? When he keeps talking about this, you guys, just something, I think he's giving us clues. I really do think he's giving us clues. But the real sharpshooter. And here in a second, listen for this. He's going to say it's a real shame. It's really sad. And I think he's talking about Crooks. But then he quickly shifts to Corey. But I think he's saying, listen for it and see what you think. I think he's saying it's a sad thing that the C-Blank A uses these patsies for this, and then they kill them.
A terrible thing. It's hard. I have to say this about the Secret Service. When I went down...
I have to say this about the Secret Service. I don't necessarily want to say this, but I have to say this to give myself cover. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Do you see, when you listen really carefully what President Trump is saying, he uses this very strange terminology.
And, you know, I went down based on, I think they're screaming, but other people also, because people saw this happen. You know, you had so many people. One of the miracles was that nobody ran. I mean, if a gun goes off, the crowd control people showed us this. When guns go off, and it does happen in stadiums at a soccer match or some kind of a match,
That was a miracle that it didn't turn into just this horrible mayhem. Maybe it's on this one. Okay, keep looking for this one clip I want you guys to hear about this, how he's saying this is sad about Crooks.
Your head.
He doesn't say the word Crooks, but in context, I think that is what he's saying.
Well, the amazing thing is that the sign, I said, bring down that sign on immigration, and it was literally about an eighth of a second where it would be good, and after that it was going to be a disaster no matter what. It's a lot of money for them and for two others. Perfect angle, which was exactly at this shooter. Very sad situation. Such a sad situation. As you know, we lost somebody that was great glory.
Did y'all catch that? That's the one. That's finally, I found the clip. That's the one I wanted you to hear. Listen to it one more time. Listen to it and tell me what you think.
Second, where it would be good, and after that, it was going to be a disaster, no matter which way you were.
So he's clearly talking about the shooter shooting him. Okay, he's talking about Crooks. Everyone thinks he's talking about Crooks. Okay.
Basic, but it just had that perfect angle, which was exactly at this shooter. Very sad situation.
Such a sad situation.
Bad situation.
Did you hear that? He's talking about Crooks. Did y'all catch that? I'm going to play it one more time. Listen to what, in context, he's talking about Crooks, and he's saying such a sad situation. And, of course, then immediately he shifts to Corey, but in context, he was talking about Crooks because, you know, think of it this way. This young man has been likely MK-Ultra'd and brainwashed into thinking that, you know, he's doing something heroic. And they're using him to as the patsy to kill him, like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Which was exactly at this shooter. Very sad situation. Such a sad situation. As you know, we lost somebody that was great, Corey, who a firefighter.
So then he goes into that. Now, someone, T. Brinkman, made a point. Had the Secret Service shooter had the triple the distance, would that be the distance to the water tower? So that would be the distance, but it wouldn't be the correct trajectory from what I can tell from Chris Martinson, Martenson. And like I said, you can go back and look at my other videos that I have on Rumble, but I don't think that would be the correct trajectory because the same bullet that hit President Trump's ear also hit the hydraulics and it also hit this man on the bleachers, and he's the one of the men who's been in the hospital. So that would have to come from the angle near to Crooks, and we're thinking it's not on the first floor. It's likely on the second floor window near behind Crooks, and then they were able to take him out. They were able to take out Crooks easily because he was right there. So I think it was, you know, this is speculation, of course, but it's not a lot of speculation because the audio file tells the tale. There's no way that he had enough time to do all this. So, I didn't mean to get off into all that right now, because if you want to know more about that, go over to these videos right here where it's talking about the second shooter proof and all that. Okay, so I want you to see that And then I want you to hear this one other portion where they're talking about the family. Someone wrote a check to them for $1 million. And of course the wife said, I really appreciate it, but I really would prefer, I just wish I had my husband back. And I just, my heart goes out to them. Just, it's too horrible for words.
A great gentleman, a great Trumper. He was just a fantastic family and a fantastic man. And a friend of mine came up, Elon, and said, I'd like to give the family some kind of help. And I said, that's great. He said, do you mind? I said, I don't mind at all. And he wrote out a check for $1 million, gave it to the wife. And, you know, she said, this is really nice, but I'd rather have my husband back, which is a nice thing for somebody to say, to be honest. She's great. The family is great. And we raised a lot of money for them and for two other gentlemen are unbelievable people also. They were hit really badly. They thought they were not going to make it, and they did. The doctors in the Butler area, I tell you, they were incredible. They saved the two, and they were really hit tough. Both.
Okay, so I want you to hear that. And here's where they're talking about this was no doubt a coup. Check this out.
It's just an everywhere on earth thing, and it's just not possible for the United States to absorb, you know, everyone.
Okay, let me back up. Let me stop real quick. Okay, Songbird. Yeah, I have seen the video with a flash from the window, but when Chris Martinson looked at that more closely, he could tell when there was not when the gunfire was not going on, that those windows were closed. You could see a reflection on the windows. So he's saying definitively that the shot did not come from the first floor. But anyway, so we'll have to watch and see. I haven't watched one of his videos in the past few days, so I don't know what else he's had to say about that. But that thing, I think, has been, he said clearly was debunked, okay? That those windows were actually closed because this one guy, Stewart, had the video for a long, long time of that entire metal building. All right, so back to the coup.
From Earth, or you know, even a few percent of the rest of Earth, it's just not possible. So,
well, Elon, we're going to have, to finish this up, we're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country, and we have no choice. Otherwise, we're going to have a country. What they've done to our country. Think of it, with you know, in Venezuela and in some of these other countries, crime is down 50, 60, 70, 80%. And you would be the same. I'll tell you what, Venezuela has not gotten rid of all of them. They've gotten rid of about 70% of their really bad people. Their jails are about 50% put into the United States. Same with other countries. Sure. Some are at 30%, some are at 50%. They're all different. But the bottom line is they're all going to be at 100%. Why wouldn't you put 100% of it? And they're doing it right now while this third-rate phony candidate, don't forget, I beat Biden. He failed in the debate miserably. And, you know, some people said, oh, gee, it's too bad. It's too bad he did so badly, or I did well in the debate. You know, the first night they said, wow. One of the people at CNN said, that was the greatest debate performance I've ever witnessed. And then 2 days later, they didn't talk about that. They just said he was bad. But that's okay. That's the way I get treated, and I don't mind that at all. What I can tell you is this. We cannot have a Democrat. We cannot have her. She's incompetent. She's as bad as Biden in a different... Look, she hasn't done an interview since this whole scam started. And say what you want. This was a coup.
This was a coup. Terrence Williams just put out a post. Terrence K. Williams, if you don't follow him, he's so funny. I share some of his stuff from time to time. But he's saying Kamala has stolen, you know, a black woman's voice. She's stolen the black race because she's not black. She's stolen, and then the nomination. So, I mean, she's just a thief. He's got a great way about him. I love him. All right, so this is where they're talking about Israel and the dome. And he says there are other countries that have a dome. Maybe you put in the comment section in the chat, what do you think, which places have a dome besides Israel?
That have targeting parameters for the United States, for other countries.
And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to build an iron dome over us. You know, Israel has it. We're going to have the best Iron Dome in the world. We need it, and we're going to make it all in the United States. But we're going to have protection. because it just takes one maniac to, you know, start something. We're going to have protection, and we're going to have, why shouldn't we have an Iron Dome? Israel has one. Some other places have one that nobody even knows about, frankly. But Israel has it. We're going to have an Iron Dome. But, you know.
Okay, so MJ Truth had shared this, and C said, okay, what was the first country you thought of when he said that? Okay, you guys put it in the chat. What do you think is the first place that came to your mind that would have an Iron Dome? Okay, I'm gonna give you a second to type it in, and then I'm gonna see if you guys thought of the one that I thought of. Okay, so here's the one he's talking about, that we have no president.
Political advisor that thinks this looks good. You know, he thinks this looks good because it looks so bad, and it's ridiculous. I mean, and he's been doing that for a long time. You know, he can't lift the chair. The chair weighs about 3 ounces. It's meant for children and old people to lift, and he can't lift it. The whole thing is crazy.
Well, he's clearly, like, we just don't have a president right
now. You don't have a president. And she's going to be worse than him because she is a San Francisco.
We don't have a president. Not like what they would think of, but you know, we have a commander in chief. How about that? Because he was not duly elected. We Biden was not duly elected, and President Trump never conceded. And so he is still our commander-in-chief. All right, so anybody, Russia? I don't think so. I don't think they do. Yes, we know Israel has an Iron Dome. Yes, I see your post, TKD Bob. We were thinking Antarctica. Antarctica, because that's where they built a lot of bunkers for themselves and as a safe place to go. And there are that no one is allowed to go there. It's an international treaty that no one is allowed to go there. That's just an interesting, that's what a lot of people were thinking, is potentially Antarctica. He doesn't say, but that's who we were thinking. Okay, this was funny. Our president is, whatever you want to call him, our commander-in-chief, our hero, he is so funny. He said, you got to do something. You got to really do a good job to make everybody hate you. Check it out.
Biden actually did something that was impossible. Both sides hate him, you know, both sides. Yeah. That was a hard thing to do, unification.
Oh, it's so funny. He's so funny. There's just some unification. It did say on the board that we would all come together. Maybe around our hatred for Biden and Kamala and really the deep state. Really. I mean, that's our common thing. I mean, you and I could sit here and talk about things and find something that we disagree on. We could sit here and, you know, talk about, oh, I agree on this and that and the other. We could finally find something that you and I disagree on. Okay, whatever. Okay, fine. We're not trying to be cookie cutters. But we agree on one thing. We despise the deep state. We despise demons who have taken over our country. And we want them out, out, out. All right, so this was just priceless. It's just a little clip at the end of this one where it talks about that, you know, we can just have a conversation. How cool is that? You know, Kamala can't string two sentences together. You know, and it's without cackling and without becoming just this complete nonsense. Doesn't make any sense at all. So check it out with what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are talking about here.
I think it's obvious that you're you know, a believer and an advocate of free speech, because during your first term as president, you were attacked relentlessly every day, often very unfairly, with false attacks. And you didn't try to shut down the media. You didn't try to inhibit their freedom of speech. And I think that says a lot.
Well, the good thing is that you and I have, and some people, very few, we can get the word out.
That is a very interesting point. I don't want to forget about that. President Trump does not stifle free speech. He's always let people go ahead and speak their mind. It's amazing.
Although sometimes it's hard because they don't want to print it, you know, like we're having a great conversation right now. Kamala wouldn't have this conversation. She can't, because she's not smart.
No.
You know, she's not a smart person, by the way. She can't have this conversation. And Biden, we don't even have to talk about it. I mean, he couldn't have this conversation. He would have given up on the first half of a question. He would have walked out. He would have said, where am I? Where am I going?
And so, in their defense, not that I'm, you know, an apologist for Kamala, But this is the thing. When you're having to lie and obfuscate and do backflips about what you're discussing, it makes it a lot harder. Okay, so that is true. It is easy to talk about the truth because the truth adds up. The truth fits. It makes it very, very easy to have a discussion and maybe some fine nuances. But when you're way off the reservation, when you're completely going against the Constitution, then it makes it really hard to talk about it because you're going to get caught in a tangle. An unconstitutional tangle. All right, let's keep going. Oh, don't forget, support Mike Lindell. He is working hard, you guys. He's not a billionaire like President Trump, and he spent his entire fortune, $60 million. So if you need anything, go and check it out. He's got his pillows on sale for $19.98. There used to be $60. So check that out. Go and get some of those things from him. MyPillow.com/Melly. He's got all these great sales going on. So check it out and see if there's some things that you want to get for people for their birthday, for just for yourself, for your puppy dog, some towels, some beautiful towels. These towels will last you so long. They're just wonderful, wonderful towels. So check it out and support Mike Lindell. He's absolutely amazing, and he's taking it on the chin. This is the video I wanted to show you guys from the last time I said, oh, there's this guy who said he would be willing to take a bullet for President Trump. This is the, y'all want to see that video? Check it out.
President Trump is watching on Trump Force One. We do know for a fact he's on his way to Montana right now. He's in the air. If he's watching, what would you like to tell him?
I love you, and I know lots of other people love you, and sir, I would take a bullet for you. Absolutely would.
Okay, let me tell on myself real quick. I was in Butler, and I was on the media riser, and when the shots rang out and I saw President Trump drop down and the Secret Service jump on top of him, I jumped off the media risers, and what I was supposed to do was go under the media risers for cover. But what I didn't do is go under the media risers for cover, so because I was so worried about President Trump, I just, squatted down next to the media riser because I would not keep my eyes off the president. Just like you said, you would take a bullet for the president?
Absolutely.
Same.
You're on our team.
Of course. I've been 150 million. Is that even a number? Percent President Trump since he came down those golden escalators, and I will be until the finish line. That's not changing.
That's not changing. I just thought that was amazing. We all feel the same way. All right. Catherine Herridge was interviewing these three amazing whistleblowers. I want you to see this. And President Trump just posted this. Check it out.
Firms that you were retaliated against because you spoke out against officials at Homeland Security who you believed were violating the law.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Has anyone at Homeland Security been disciplined?
Not that we're aware of. No.
Demoted?
No. No, and to the contrary, promoted.
Promoted. Anyone fired for failing to comply with the DNA law?
No.
No. The only ones disciplined are sitting right here. I've had my law enforcement credentials, a firearm taken away from me. I've had my law enforcement retirement taken away from me. And we will tell you this, in a law enforcement environment, publicly removing someone's firearm is the ultimate insult and degradation.
I was basically iced. Left to sit at my desk every day, do nothing but the most menial tasks. My future career options, because I was working in such a limited sphere, all that future potential vanished in a day.
I was demoted three levels, like Mr. Taylor. My firearm was taken, my credentials were taken, and it was the final blow to a professional career. And what we did was we came forward. Not in 75 years or so of combined service have one of us even had a written or verbal disciplinary action.
One of the supervisors said, very matter of fact, the agency's goal is to bankrupt you, make you quit, die, kill yourselves, or basically preferably all of the above.
What do you think about that? Yeah. I will tell you this right now. I believe these wonderful, brave whistleblowers are not, their future is bright. They will rise to the top. They will rule and reign. They will be in these positions of authority. And the ones who've done this to them will be behind bars. That's what I believe. That's what's going to happen. All right, who wants to hear some Isaiah chapter 11? Listen to this, and I want you to just take it in. Take it in. Isaiah chapter 11. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, nor make a decision made on hearsay. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the voice, at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. He will wear righteousness like a belt and truth like an undergarment. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion, and a little child will lead them all. The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow. The baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. Yes, a little child will put its hand in a nest of deadly snakes without harm. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. In that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and the land where he lives will be a glorious place. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to bring back the remnant of his people, those who remain in Assyria and northern Egypt and southern Egypt, Ethiopia and Elam, in Babylonia, Hamath, and all the distant coastlands. He will raise a flag among the nations and assemble the exiles of Israel. That is the remnant. We are the scattered little pieces of the leftover fabric that have been scattered all over the world that we didn't even realize that many of us are Israelites. And whether we're by the progeny or by faith, we are children of Abraham. Okay, we have the same faith as Abraham, and we're the exiles all over the world, the scattered tribes. Look in James and 1 Peter. If you don't know that, that's great news, and check it out on my site, the Lost Tribes of Israel playlist. He will gather the scattered people of Judah from the ends of the earth. That's us. We're getting gathered together, you guys. We're all here together, gathered together under this banner. Then at last, the jealousy between Israel and Judah will end. They will not be rivals anymore. They will join forces to swoop down on Philistia, or the deep state, to the west, or New World Order. Together they will attack and plunder the nations, or Nazias, remember that, to the east. The word in nations in Russian is literally Nazias. There you go. They will occupy the land of Edom and Moab, and Ammon will obey them. The Lord will make a path through the Gulf of the Red Sea. He will wave his hand over the Euphrates River, sending a mighty wind to divide it into seven streams so it can easily be crossed on foot. He will make a highway for the remnant of his people, the remnant coming from Assyria, just as he did for Israel long ago when they returned to Egypt. In other words, deliverance from captivity. And this is the kings. Remember the wise men? The kings came from the east. We are the kings. We will rule and reign. Just like these wonderful men right here will rule and reign in the millennial kingdom, you also will rule and reign. I don't know what position. I've talked to the Lord about this. What do you want me to do for them in the millennial kingdom? He says, I've got great plans for you, girlfriend. He has great plans for you. I don't know what they are. You can ask him and he will tell you. It's likely going to be something you love, something you are really good at, something that he has prepared you for years and maybe beyond what you could have ever imagined. So that's what's so great. When you rise up and you stand up, you're proving yourself. With you being the Omer bundle, you are one of the ones that the Lord will, he's going to have the Omer bundle being able to be in that position. And I'm going to do this real quick. I'm going to take you from thebiblegateway.com. When you go right here, I'm going to take you to Revelation chapter 20. There's this amazing passage. It talks about, actually, I wonder if I need to have it in a different version so you can see the first fruits. Let's see. What verse? What version? I'm going to put it in King James because sometimes that talks, that, or the New King James, It talks about it being that we are the first fruits to God. The first fruits is the first bundle of Omer to the harvest, okay? Just like I have behind me. And that you are one of this first fruits. And I don't see it right here, okay? I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or the image, and they had not received the mark on their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. How about that? Who's ready to live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years on earth? The rest of the dead didn't live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Okay, so I want you to see, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. I wanted to show you this super quick. I've shown it before, but it's so cool, so cool. Let me see if I can find the exact, where's the word? The ones who are the, this is the first resurrection. Maybe it's in the King James. That was the New King James. Maybe it's in the, maybe it's NIV. Where is it? I love it when they use the real biblical word because it's so, so much richer. And I'm not going to find it that quickly. Okay, this is there where, the, okay. Anyway, I will have to find that and post it here later on. I have, if anybody knows the one I'm talking about, what version it is. Anyway, it says that this first resurrection is the first fruits. The first fruits, that we are the first fruits. We're the ones who are the first ones to awaken. And that the Lord has great plans. You are proving yourself in this battle. That you are faithful. That you will stand up and you will do the right thing. That you are a truth teller. That you are going to follow him wherever he leads. Just like it talks about, I will take you to this one. Revelation chapter 14. It says that we will follow him wherever he leads. And that's exactly what you have done. Look at this. It says here in Revelation 14 this about this great army. This 144,000. It says here that... And they had a new song about the throne. They were around the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn that song except those 144,000 who had been chosen, hand-selected from the earth. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, who remained virgins, pure before the Lord. They followed the Lamb, the Lord Jesus, wherever he goes. This is what you guys have done. They were purchased from among mankind. Okay, here we go. Offered as first fruits. See, in that Revelation 20 passage I was just reading to you, there's one that talks about the first fruits. You are the first fruits to God and the Lamb. There's no lie in their mouths. They are blameless. You have told the truth and the truth and nothing but the truth. So help you, God. That's what you've done for years and years and years. Once you knew what it was. All right. So, all right. This is what I'm going to show you. Here's some truth. And we're almost done, though, but I've just got a couple more things I want to show you, and then we're going to have to jet out of here. This is the SDN list. If you have not seen this, this is on treasury.gov. I'm going to put the link right here in the chat so you guys can see it. This is the SDN list, which is the seized assets, all these seized assets. I'm going to put it in the comment section, too, so you can see it. All these seized assets, it's 2,669 pages of assets that have been seized. Those, as President Trump said on his executive order, which has not been revoked, anyone who is involved in human trafficking or corruption, their assets would be seized. This is why they keep having to steal more and more and more, and why we've gone into, you know, our debt has skyrocketed. All that is, don't worry about any of that. Just know that all their assets are being seized, and this is the proof of it. It's on treasury.gov. This is not on some cockamamie website, right? The other thing I want you to see is I'm going to just put the link right here, QRESEAR.CH.indictments. These are the indictments, and the number at this point is, where was it? 1,019,604. How about that? How about that? And I just showed you guys this, all these indictments that are out there. Some of them have already been unsealed. 678,000 have been unsealed. Only 33% have not. How funny is that? How cool is that? The 66% have been unsealed and gone to grand juries. And these people have, that's why their assets are seized. Okay, that's how that happens. All right, so here is, it shows on this map right here that the states that are in blue have the most indictments. The ones in red have the fewest indictments, but the blue have the most. Look at there, Texas. We are winners. So down here in Texas, there's a lot of bad guys, I guess, down here in Texas. It's a big state. It's a lot of it's a high population, but a high population of criminals, it looks like. How about that? All right, so I want you guys to see this. And so this is great information to share with your family and friends because they might not realize what's going on. But this is clearly evidence of something bigger going on than just a political election. This is why he's saying he's going to destroy the deep state. He's seizing their assets because they're involved in high-level corruption. This is not tiddlywinks. This is not they stole a pencil in second grade. This is treason. Corruption and trafficking of children. Okay, so that's, I want you to have that. And I just shared the link in both the comment section and in the chat of the Rumble. This is where I have, I'm posting. There's no way I can share it on all of them right now, but they're right there if you want to come and check it out. All right, that's everything. That's everything I had to share with you today. I hope you guys had fun. And so if you want to check out the books and learn about end times, do these two things. Three things, actually. You can check out the books. They're on Amazon for $2.99. Once you read these, you will understand the wonderful truth about end times, and it won't be scary anymore. The other thing is you can get the audiobook, which is right here on freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E. And you can also watch these videos. When you see a big yellow thumbnail image right here, you will see that this is, for example, number 17. We've been doing small group studies, and hopefully soon I'll have this the study guide out and available for you guys so you can do your homework and learn about it and you know, write it down for yourself. And I think it'll really help to lock it in and help you to, like President Trump was saying, really think about these things. Anyway, so I've got number 17. I'm going to be posting 18, I think, tomorrow. You know, we've got so many of them on there. Like I said, 17 are on there right now. But we're going step by step by step through the book of Revelation. And it makes so much sense. It's so funny because every time we start a study guide, the ladies in on Team Melly are like, this one was a hard one. And then by the time we're finished, we're like, oh my goodness, this is so easy now. It really makes perfectly good sense. So the truth does always ring true, doesn't it? All right, I think that's everything. Let's pray, okay? And I want to lift all of you guys up. I want to lift you up. Let me see, what have I done? Let's see. I can't see the chat anymore. So, okay, here I go. If there anybody has a special need to pray for, please put it in the comments in the chat, and we'll lift that up. But I'm going to just lift up specifically whatever you guys, you know, you can put something specific or just know that I'm going to pray for you generally. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you again so much for our wonderful president. Thank you for this amazing once-in-a-century live stream that happened yesterday with President Trump and Elon Musk. Thank you for these two amazing men and how they're using their position and their status, their finances to be able to help save the world. And Lord, help us to protect them and to stand with them and to share the truth that they are putting out there, and just so that there's you know, that they don't stand out there by themselves out on a limb, that we are standing right behind them and as they lead the way. Thank you so much for them. We pray for Steve Bannon while he's in prison. We ask that you would just use this time and help him to feel that he's able to continue in this battle even behind bars. And Lord, bless this time to him. Lord, we thank you that Peter Navarro has been set free. We pray for every one who's behind bars unfairly to be set free. We pray for the J6 hostages. Lord, help set them free. Use their suffering to expose the evildoers and what they have continually done to the righteous. Oh, Lord, we are ready for the day when the righteous will rule and reign with you for 1,000 years. Thank you that you have called each one of us and you've tapped us on the shoulder and you've explained all these wonderful things to us so that we can be a part of what you're doing and to share this. Help us, Lord. Help us to like, share, and subscribe all these wonderful truths that we find and just help us to be faithful to what you have told us. Prepare us for whatever you have for us in the future. I pray that you'll protect everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion, protect their health, protect their families, protect their peace of mind. Help them to just be full of faith and full of confidence that this is your great day, and to know that you have a great purpose for them, each one of them. We praise you, Lord, and thank you. I pray for their health, that you would just touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their foot. You would cleanse them from every toxin, and you'd protect them so that they don't have anything in their home that would damage them at all, that every bite of food that is going to be perfect for them and go for the healing of their bodies. I pray, Lord, that you would lead them to the supplements that they need, everything that they need, so that they have perfect health, Lord, and prepare us for living long, long, beautiful, amazing lives. Thank you for the promise that that's what's going to happen during the millennial kingdom. And I pray for all those who are on the front lines, that you would protect them and strengthen them and give them joy in the battle and peace in their homes, especially if there are people who they're not really able to communicate with, and maybe there's been some difficult rub between people and their families. I just pray you bring peace and harmony in the midst of all that. And all those who are doing evil, oh Lord, we pray that they will be thwarted. They will be stopped, that no weapon will against the righteous will be accomplished. It'll all come to nothing. It will fall completely, and none of this will ever happen to President Trump. He will completely be safe and secure, and we trust and believe that he will. And so we know that you will answer these prayers made in the great name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that every prayer that we have prayed will be answered, that the deep state will be obliterated, that these demons will be cast into the pit, and that we will have peace on earth for 1,000 years, as your wonderful Isaiah 11 was talking about. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. As we go now from here to back to the work that you've given to us to do in the battlefield, just guide us every step of the way. And I just pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. It's time to go. As always, I just hate it, but we got to do it. Okay, so y'all get busy, get after it. You get after it and have a great day, and get out there in the battlefield and get the bad guys. And I will talk to you later.